Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14, and then verses 16 to 17. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? I love Paul's sense of humour. He imagines a conversation going on within the body that's plainly ridiculous. It would be crazy if the ear were to complain that it wasn't the proper part of the body because it wasn't an eye. But funny as it is, Paul is making a very serious point. He's talking about inferiority complexes, and they get everywhere. Many people in churches look down on themselves. Some think they don't count because they're only a Sunday school teacher, or only a cleaner, or only a newcomer. Paul wants to make it clear that so far as God is concerned, there are no only people in the church. Every single person is vital. Paul recognizes that there's another problem as well, having a superiority complex, which is just as absurd. Paul imagines the eye saying to the hand, I don't need you, and the head saying to the feet, I don't need you. Not only would it be offensive for the parts of the body to talk to one another like that, but it would also be completely wrong. The eye does need the hand. The head does need the feet. In every organisation, there tends to be a pecking order, so you can easily identify who is seen as the most powerful and important and who is seen as the least. But Paul protests that in the church, just like in the body, everyone is absolutely crucial. We need to learn to treasure and value everybody because God has placed them within the church, and without them, it will be unable to function. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever suffered from an inferiority complex or a superiority complex? If so, how does this passage help you? And now let me pray with you. Lord, help us to value the members of our church in the way that you do. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.